as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Spirituality key to restoration. Spirituality key to restoration. That spirituality is a key to restoration. Just as you have been told for Monday. Job 1 verse 1 to 8. Let's be very quick. Job 1 verse 1 to 8. And I'm reading with all of you. Job 1, 1 to 8. Let's all rise up to our feet and let's read together. Job 1 verse 1 to 8. Rise to your feet. If you are online, read together with us. One go. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright. And one who feared God and shunned evil or avoided evil. May you be that person. Amen. Verse 2. Let's go on. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. That means 10 children. What a wow. Go on. May God make you fruitful like that. Anybody here who you need a child, you have to key into this one. I said, may God make you fruitful like this. Or anyone here you have never given birth to be before, you must key into it. God make you fruitful in the name of Jesus. Go to verse 3. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Shout, you are telling my story. You don't believe it. Say, declare it, you are telling my story. Declare you are describing my life. If you believe it, so shall it be for you. I said, so shall it be for you. Go on. And his sons would go and have a feast in their houses, each on his appointed day. It looks like they have left the scripture for me. Go on. And would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. Go on. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify all of them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings. That means he prays and offers sacrifice early in the morning. Like the early morning prayers you have been praying. It's a key to restoration. Can I hear an amen? Any of you participating in the 40 hours of prayer, I call it the morning glory. May God cause you to have a restoration of everything. Everything you have lost to be restored back to you. And so Job engaged in 40 hours of prayer, early mornings. It may, go on with me, for Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Therefore, Job did regularly. Job prayed mornings regularly, making sacrifices regularly. He had consistency. Amen. Amen. Go on. Now there was a day. Hey, those at the back, you are not reading. You go home. One go. There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came amongst them. He's talking about angels, okay? Angels. He's not talking about human beings. Go on. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro the earth and from walking back and forth on it. Go on. So that's the work of the devil, okay? Always roaming about. If you like roaming about, you are assuming the position of the devil. Tell somebody by you, stop roaming about aimlessly. You are almost looking like a devil. Stop roaming about. Verse 8, the last verse, one go. Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? Amen. Oh, amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. So, you will see that Job was a... Sit down. Job was a very spiritual man. Amen. Job was a very spiritual man. Okay? And when we talk about spirituality, what are we talking about? Spirituality is a life dedicated to God and His worship. When we talk about spirituality, we are talking about a life that is dedicated to God and to the worship of God. A life that is dedicated to God. A life that worships God. A life that is committed to God. A life that is dedicated to God. May you have that kind of life. Amen. Your amen can be a believer's word. Amen. May you have that kind of life. A dedicated life to God. A committed life to God. A fervent life to God. A life that is sold out to God. It's like you, dear. You belong to God. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. That is what we call spirituality. And it is a key for you to have restoration in this year. Oh, many men of God are going to come. Me, myself, I will teach you many things about restoration. But I'm telling you that the foundation for restoration is spirituality. Spirituality. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? And it always pays to be spiritual. Tell somebody, it pays to be spiritual. It pays to be spiritual because even though spirituality was what landed Job into trouble, it took spirituality to bring Job out of the trouble. Did you hear what I said? I said, what fault did Job commit, or what mistake did he do? It was his spirituality that landed him into trouble. God went to brag about Job's spirituality, and that landed Job into trouble. So even though your spirituality, tell somebody, it pays to be spiritual. That means that it is always good to be spiritual. Even though your spirituality may land you into certain troubles, if you maintain your spirituality without compromise, that same spirituality will bring you out in a grand style. It gave Job double of whatever he had before. It brought Job out in a grand style. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So at your workplace, your spirituality may land you into the bad books of your boss, or in your home, your spirituality may land you into the bad books of your parents because you go to church too much, because you pray too much, because you are always going to church or you are always going on witnessing. But if you do not allow persecution and affliction to terminate your spirituality, then your spirituality will change that situation. Oh, are you here with me tonight at all? And Job didn't allow his situation to terminate his spirituality, so his spirituality terminated the situation. That's it. Job was an acclaimed spiritual man. He was a spiritual man that was acclaimed in scriptures, that was known. Job was a dedicated person to God and to the worship of God. Job's spirituality was second to none. Nobody was spiritual like Job in the days of Job. Why are we saying that Job was a spiritual man? Job was a spiritual man because, number one, the Bible testified of it. The Bible tells us in Job 1 verse 1 that there was a man by name Job. The man feared God. The man was holy. The man was upright. If the Bible is describing somebody to be holy, who are you to say the person is not holy? May the good books describe you to be holy. So the Bible testified of it, that was a holy man, a blameless man, and an upright man. And that will be your own testimony. I said that will be your own testimony. Say, after this travail, I step out of guiltiness into blamelessness, into innocence, in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes me guilty before God and Satan, I step out of that thing into blamelessness, into perfection, in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together if I'm talking to you. Number two, why are we saying Job was having spirituality or Job was a spiritual person? Because God himself testified of it. Not just the Bible opening the account of Job by testifying about God himself. And blessed are you if God measures you and calls you upright. Blessed are you if God measures you and says there is no sin in you. The Bible tells us in verse 8 that God himself went bragging to Satan when they had a meeting in heaven. Bragging to Satan, have you thought about my servant Job? Have you noticed my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth. A blameless and an upright man. That means a perfect man. One who fears God and hates evil. May that be your description after this travail. Let your amen be a tenderous one. What a description. It is not man. Sometimes men can describe you. And you yourself, as you are sitting down listening to your description, you feel bad. Because you know what you do in their blind eye. When they are not seeing you, you know what you do. When they are not there, you know what you do. Maybe your pastor may be saying good things. Oh, that's for this brother. Oh, what a good brother. As for this brother, dear, he's a wonderful sister. Oh, meanwhile, you know yourself. You know when you enter into your room, what you go and do, or when you leave the church. But if the all-seeing God, the God who is omniscient, knows all things, and the God who is omnipresent, goes everywhere, if that God says that you are who you are, then you don't need any man to discredit you. So I pray that may God find you worthy. May God find you holy. May God find you righteous. May God find you spiritual. Clap your two hands and say, I receive the testimony of God. Number three, Satan acknowledged it. Job was so spiritual that Satan gave up on it. Satan acknowledged it. Satan acknowledged the righteousness of Job, even though he tried to give a justification to it. God says that he is righteous. Satan says, oh yeah, he's righteous. But you know, what else can he do? What else can he do? So Satan accepted it, but tried to get an occasion to tempt Job. And so was trying to give a justification that God, Job is righteous. Yeah, I agree with you that he's righteous. But he's righteous because you have blessed him. He's righteous because you have protected him. He's righteous because nothing evil has happened to him before. And God says, okay, let's throw a bet. You get it? I guess what I'm saying. So even Satan could not deny the fact that Job was a spiritual person. May Satan testify of righteousness. Or you don't like what I'm talking about, then come next week. I said, may Satan testify of your righteousness. May Satan testify of your spirituality. You see, I want to be in my room and I will hear that, oh, as for rescue people, they are very spiritual. I want to see God or hear from God that God is telling me that you are raising an army of spiritual people, that you are raising an army of righteous people, that you are raising an army of holy people, not an army of the greatest sinners in the church. Amen. Amanda, I was lying down and then God showed me a dream. In the dream, I saw 5 known people in the church who are gamblers. Hey. And they are in church right now. I can point them one by one. Hey. Ask the gentleman seated by you, are you the one? You see, the fact that we don't mind you does not mean we don't know you. Tell the one by the fact that we don't mind you does not mean we don't know you. You see, we are living in the era where we have to handle prophetism with all sorts of cautiousness and respect. You see? So when you are fornicating, we have not called you out. Don't think that you are so good at covering up. We have seen it, but we can't talk to you about it because we know that you yourself. We can't correct you. The Lord just showed me their faces. Members and leaders alike. Oh, yes. So some of them, I'm going to call them to my office for meeting. Yes. Because I cannot be in 40 days fasting, traveling. And then God should talk to me and God spoke to me about you. Better things I'm asking God for. But God, so that means that your behavior is affecting me in a certain way. It's affecting the church. So you have to come for us to have a meeting. So those five people expect my call. And the fornicators expect. We've been quiet for a long time. Amen. So spirituality is very important. If these 40 days, it will work. 40 days. And you will see a year who for. We must stop certain things. Amen. So that we can achieve what God wants us to achieve. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying so far? That you cannot have restoration in other areas of your life if fundamentally you have not been restored spiritually. Say, in your mind, washing it. I'm up on some ultimate farm now. Say, who unye ding. I was saying, Nami do whom and son are with me the Sika count. Say an amen. And so we are dealing with spirituality tonight. Then from next week, we'll deal with other things. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So God and Satan cry upon someone cast the dance here. Satan testified that as for Job, I know he's righteous. But you know, it may be because I'm protecting him and all that. That's verse 9 to 10. And then number four. Why are we saying Job was a spiritual person? And I can say Job or your humunipa or your spiritual or your holy. The reason why we are saying Job was a spiritual person is because Job's wife testified of Job's integrity. Job's wife. Do you know that if you don't take care, everybody will praise you, but not your wife or your husband. Those who are married will understand that. Blessed are you. Your wife is your cheerleader. Blessed are you if your husband is your promoter. I guess what I'm saying. May say, you ask him my own. Obia bebo dimpa. Andre yanipa ombo dimpa ta. E yo hunka fo. Because they know all your troubles. They know all your bad nature. Is it when I come here like this, everybody will clap for me. Everybody will say good things about me. Oh, Pastor Prince, he's a good man. If my wife doesn't say it, then be careful. If your wife doesn't say what I'm saying about you, I'll not believe what I'm saying. Your wife should be able to tell me that, as for my husband, he's very spiritual. Because your wife knows you. Some of you, when we are clapping for you in church, your girlfriend is laughing in the corner. your girlfriend is like, your girlfriend knows you. Your wife is now praying for me. Your beloved is now praying for God. Say the means you are yesterday. Oh, we're dear. What's in the home? Oh, we're dear. We're crying. The people who really know you, they are laughing. They are laughing. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. So, for Job's wife to come out and to testify about Job, that are you still standing by your integrity? That Job, I ain't you gusu e kra utini ni yemu. Do me nami now, pebe binafa. Do me nami. That means that Job's wife knows that Job is a good man. I pray that may the closest people to you, may they testify of your holiness. May they testify of your genuineness. May you not live a double life. May you not live a double life. May you not live two different kinds of life. Say, Pia, who are the perfect? Who are the demons? Who are the perfect? Should not be like that. One more, I'm going to shift you. I also want to be doing one dance here. There was a church and there was a certain guy who was an usher. Then they went for evangelism and a casual and a casualibia. And a country area boys be ebay. When one of the area guys entered and saw this usher in the church, he started laughing. Oh. So as he was laughing, nobody knew why he was laughing. So he asked the one who brought him. Said, ah, now a guy went so, oh, I saw you. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, and I saw you, Miss, my baby. And the one saw you, Miss, I have fuck, I can meet my baby. Oh. Because this gentleman knows him at home. So I quite want to say, yeah, now you're doing any boom. Now, but I send on to me, kita offering bag. Wah. I said, oh, said the old chimney say young class or me hammy because means me near ready semester. But my bar me who say a quarry wah. Oh, and I met my baby. Energy, energy, I met my baby. And who has semester, son? Say, yeah, na yeba. Say, wait, my bum with just so you pay in the end, Miss Mitzmaba. May it not be you. I said, may it not be you. May people not talk against God, blaspheme the name of God because of you. From today, may your spirituality begin to take shape. I said, may your spirituality begin to take form. Clap your two hands and say, help my spirituality, Lord. Say, help my spirituality, Lord. And Job's wife could call Job an integritious man. Could say that, are you still holding on to your integrity? We see that in chapter 2, verse 9. Number 5, why is Job a spiritual person? Because he was the wealthiest man in his days, yet spiritual. Job was spiritual because we can boldly say Job was a spiritual person because he was the wealthiest man in his time, yet a worshiper of God. Now, you and I know that it is not easy to worship God when you have a lot of money. That's why Solomon, the wisest man, he knew what the money God gave him turned him to. And Solomon, the wisest man, told us in Proverbs chapter 30, go there, verse 9. He said, may I not be too rich? May I not have too much? So that I will not forsake you. Remember me, not too much. Now, me rain few. As I said, I thought they be in Pembe Breno. Senya mi shrao pa and asika pa wusem pa. Wanche ya urebe finyame. Ya. Umu nye tiya urebe finyame. Because now what I come to pray about? You have everything. You no longer pray for rent. You no longer pray for medication. You no longer pray. All the things you pray, you no longer pray about them again. So if you don't take care, prosperity can inhibit your eternity. It can block your eternity. Ishida sika sika nyami bema ono ebeti me si o heaven kwain yeah and until no se ohun kristo se ohun sikenia osanso eyo kristo nia na che so yo kristo ni mapa. Do you agree with what I'm saying? If you see a rich person still on fire for God, going for evangelism, preaching, winning souls, praying, singing the choir, sweeping, cleaning the church, then he's a real Christian. A lot of times, it's easy for poor people to do that. Do you know it's easy for poor people to do that? That's why the white says that Africa, we pray because we are poor. We believe in God because we are poor. And largely, it is true. When we get a lot of money, we will become like them. We can't afford oppression, so everything is prayer. No rich person asks pastor to pray for him, for her, so that she will not do CS. No rich person. Every rich person, when they are going to give birth, they plan money for CS. So that when they go, then the doctor says that, oh, I'll do CS. Okay, oh, quickly, they just sign. But poor man. I'm a pastor, so I know what I'm talking about. The moment the doctor says CS, It is not the knife that is coming. Oh. It is the 5,000 Ghana cedis they are going to pay. And the 10,000 Ghana cedis they are going to pay. That is the main motivation. It's not really the knife. Of late, technology has come so much, they will do it without you even feeling anything. You will not die like before. People do CS and die. Now things have changed. But the main problem why people will say, pray, oh, pastor, I don't want to do CS, pray for me, is because of the money. It's because of the money. So it is very true that a lot of people look for God because they are poor. But when you meet a rich person looking for God, then you know this one is genuine love for God. This one. It's not because Onye Juma, it's not sorry, dying. It's not because Onye Juma, it's not in the near shepherding. It's not because in one it's not in the near sorry. No. I pray that may you be a wealthy person who still seek after God. May your prosperity not take you out of unity. May your prosperity not change your lifestyle. Are you getting what I'm saying? Say obesha say we need she. Now we need a bria manyame. Afiska kakraba unsim na wasisa. Ya isha ukra yehu. It's wrong. And that is why we can boldly say that Job was a spiritual person. Because the Bible says that Job was the richest in all of East. Everybody say East. I hilariously say that when you go to every country, where are the rich people? When you come to Ghana, where are the rich people? I didn't say it, you said it. So it means that you even understand, you yourself even understand that the richest people are in the East. And the Bible told us in verse 3 that so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Not the people of the South. Not the people of the West. You know, there are certain places where they even mention it's not attractive. West something something, East something, South something something. No. Why? Where do you stay up? I stay at East Legon. Even the way you say it, East Legon. Bowie. It looks like somebody is slapping you. It looks like somebody is just slapping. Bowie. Hey! Listen to me. Let me prophesy to those who like it. If you're a hypocrite, you don't like it, sit down. Let me prophesy to those who like it. You too, one day, you will build mansions in East Lagos. You will own real estates in East Lagos. You will have properties in East Lagos. Receive! 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 Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. Take back your seat. It will happen to you one of these days. You will grow up one day. You look back and remember that there was a certain time that my pastor used to prophesy that I'll have properties in East Lagos. It will happen to you. You don't know how it will happen, but God will do it. Clap your two hands for the Lord. You don't want me, I'll have properties in East Lagos. You will have churches there for those rich people who have buildings, properties. I'll have it. Not because I want to stay there, but maybe I'll stay there for a while just to also put my name in the book of those who stayed in the East. I have to fulfill scripture. I have to be the greatest in the East, not South or Doko. Look at the name you have. Bulemi. How can you be living in such places? Inside the rock. I've been laughing at my wife where her hostel is. I'll not mention that. She'll beat me. I knew someone who used to live there. One beautiful woman of God. So when I was much younger, she's like a spiritual sister to me. Now a mother in the Lord. So she used to stay there. So one day, we said, well, we are going to a house. Went to a house. Then I said, sister, so and so. I met you and I said, is this where you come from? What's the name of your junction? What should I tell the mate? He said, tell the mate that you are like at Inkubotoy. Do you understand the language? Inkubotoy, Inkua Apeche. If you are living in such a place, how your life? Hallelujah. But I pray that just as Job was positioned in the east, you will be positioned in the east. I said, you are going to be positioned in the east. So Job's prosperity could be authenticated because he was not a poor man looking for help. He had everything, but he still sought after God. You too, in your life, you will have everything and still seek after God. That marriage will not change you. That business will not change you. That prosperity will not change you. That big ministry will not change you. You will be able to manage prosperity with integrity and manage prosperity with spirituality. Lift up your hand and say, I receive the capacity to manage prosperity with spirituality in Jesus' name. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Come on, do it better. So we saw that in verse 3 and then Proverbs 30 and 9. Then number 6, he was a family man. Why do we know that his spirituality was authentic? Because he was a family man. Most of the time when you are young, you are a student. And I've been a student. I've been young and now I'm growing by the grace of God. I understand. I now believe this reality. That if you don't take care, you can be very, very spiritual when you are young. But as you are growing, your spirituality dwindles. Your spirituality drops sharply. The reason is because responsibility increases. And if you are unable to manage the various responsibilities that maturity will confer on you, you will not be able to balance your spirituality. Nyame kan say, "Impem bebre no usa." Na say, "Uye young say ya, as e wa hun keka on nyame mu no e wo soro." Etu ko campuses na, every day kaye. God, they are students. They don't have responsibilities via. Just some few things. They receive job money. Everything comes. But by the time they graduate and come to the reality of life, and they have to run early dawn, catch up with traffic, get to work, stand on their feet, work throughout, close, come back. Wife is waiting. 3 children are waiting. Don't even forget that, Charlie. They will do their quiet time. The same people I met when I was doing my national service, I met my prayer director when I was on campus. You know, we used to call them Papa something. If you're on campus, you know what I'm talking about. Papa something, Mama something. They are on fire. And this guy could pray. Then he completed school for a while and I came home, also completed. Then I was doing my national service and I joined an elevator somewhere around Total Company, their headquarters. That when I entered into the elevator, I saw this my papa in school. And I was watching, is this not papa? Something. And he has become obolo and the stomach. When you see him pray, you see that he can't even pray again. He can't fast again. And, hey, papa, something. Said, oh! Then we started talking. I left, I said, hey. And I saw how most of our leaders came and we couldn't hear them in ministry. I was not known as a pastor in the church on campus. So I had my evangelistic something doing. But in the church, in the CCF church that I belong, I was not one of the executives there. Even though I was nominated to go for vetting for presidency, I don't know what they saw, but I've never been any leader in their midst. I was doing my own thing. But these were the people that by this time their faces should be everywhere. We should be watching them. They were ministering, they were leading the churches. But today, as we are talking now, a lot of them are nowhere close to ministry because life has happened, responsibility has happened. You see, sometimes some of you are here when you see the old men and the old women or those who have families and it looks like they are coming to church. But slow, or now, boti. And then you, the young person, you think that, yeah, you love God. Wait till you get to their level. Don't rush. Wait till you grow like that man. Wait till you grow like that woman. When your body is changing, when your strength level is reducing, when your children are pulling you, 3 children, 4 children, when you are thinking about school fees for 7 children. we still see you on fire, then we'll know that you are spiritual. Are you guys what I'm saying? Because the way I used to be, those days when I close on Sunday, myself and Elder Sam, I'll go for visitation. Make chinsa. Miro BFA. Cause Sunday. Sunday. By the time we get home, it's like what time? Around 11 p.m. The bedroom fear make us say, it's not the same. So for my car, sorry, I'm not Pamaba. 11 p.m. I'm not going to look for what to eat. Then he'll say goodbye, then he'll go home. That's how it was. But now, I can't do that. I can't do that because I have a wife. I can't do that because I have children. Who wants to also spend a little weekend with me? So when I close, I now have to walk, go home. Okay? So instead of getting 11 p.m., I'll try to get there like 5, like 6. At least. Still, I've done my work, but it's not like it used to be when I was single. I could pray for hours. Now, when I want to pray in my own house, now when I want to pray, they say, some person Miami fear, no, just a makoti tewo kitchen. Like Miami fear, na makoti tewo washroom. Because the moment I start rata, just in the hall, but the moment I start praying, somebody will wake up. If the person wakes up, my life will never be the same. So I have to hide to pray. It's no more easy. Those days I was alone. I can move out anytime. Now when I'm moving out, the moment I go and bath and I come and I take my dress, one will hold my left leg, the other one is holding my right leg. Even the newest one who I think doesn't know anything now knows when I take a dress what it means. And by the time I take a dress, you come and stand and lift up your hand. That means carry me, I'm going with you. So now I have to run from my own house. And sometimes it becomes difficult when I'm leaving home because I'm watching this one cry. And I'm like, oh. And I also wish I could stay with them. So responsibilities, it can bring to... Those of you who are not married, it's your season. Tell somebody by you, it's your season. Those of you who don't have children, tell them it's your season. Those of you who don't have many responsibilities, it's your time. So if now you can't even be on fire for the Lord, then ask yourself, how will your life be when you become 45, when you become 50, when you now start making family? How will your life be? How will your spirituality be? Miss Rumau. Now that you enter, you live alone, you go and come, nobody. So if Job was spiritual, I believe he was spiritual because he had 7 sons, 3 daughters. It's not even easy to manage mine too. Somebody managed 10. And still, God testified that he was spiritual. Satan testified that he was spiritual. His wife testified that he was spiritual. He could still make time to read his Bible. He could still make time to pray. Because now, when you are with them, you have to hide to do everything. To read your Bible, you have to hide. Everything you have to hide. I get what I'm saying? So how many of you now agree that Job was a spiritual person? I pray for you that may the family size you have not reduce your spirituality. May you be able to manage your spirituality with wisdom. May you manage your spirituality with wisdom. Hallelujah. Then quickly, Job manifested this spirituality in certain areas. One, in his sanctification, holiness. Holiness in his sanctification. Job was holy. Verse 1 says he was righteous, perfect. Verse 5 says that he always sanctifies his sons. So Job was a holy, he sanctified himself, so he manifested his spirituality. Number 2, his consistent prayer life. Bible says that he prayed for his friends. In Job 42 verse 10, he prayed for his friends. And then in verse 5, chapter 1, verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5. Bible says that Job will make sacrifices, and he does that continuously early in the morning. You can't even wake up to pray with us in the morning. You don't even have a consistent prayer life. How can you be spiritual? Job manifested his spirituality early morning. Number 3, his response to calamity. How do we know a spiritual person? When something bad happens to you, how you respond can make us know if you are spiritual. At the bonnie bitua, sit there, who reacting on, and umaye who say, uye, who muni, and I say, uye weak. How you respond to calamity? When Job heard of all the calamity that has happened to him, what did Job do? Job says that, should we receive only good from God and not also evil things? God has given and God has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you say that? How many of you can respond like that? That your only child is dead. Can you say that God has given, God has taken? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you say that? Maybe today you sit here and say that you can say that, but when the reality happens, you see that it's not easy. It's not easy. When they fire you from work because you were punctual in church, because you were a shepherd, you have problem at home, you have problem at work, and you lose your job, or they sack you from home. Can you come and say that, oh, daddy, don't worry. God has given. God has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Should we receive only good from God? We also receive bad from God. Whether it's a good theology or not, the mentality is spirituality. That he didn't curse God. He didn't blame God. Some of you, when an evil thing happened to you, then I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble because you stopped coming to church. I'm in trouble because you blame the church. You blame the church that you are not married. You blame the church that you don't have a good job. You blame the church because I'm a shepherd. And because I am this. And because I am that. And because I work for God. And because I'm always in church. And because that's why. You blame the church. You blame God for your predicament. You are not spiritual. Job proved his spirituality by his response. May you prove your spirituality by your response. I said, when evil things happen to you, may you respond spiritually. May you give a spiritual response. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Oh, you don't like what I'm saying. You are not clapping. His ability not to sin. Number 4, his ability not to sin. Number 3 was verse 20 and verse 21, okay? Number 4, his ability not to sin. He proved his spirituality by his ability not to sin. Bible says, in all these things, Job never sinned against the Lord. His ability not to sin. So you prove your spirituality by overcoming sin. And then number 5, he proved his spirituality by his response to his wife. When his wife approached him in chapter 2, verse 10, his wife said, are you still holding on to your spirituality? Curse God and die. He told his wife, why are you speaking like one of the foolish women? Why are you talking like that? A lot of people are influenced by their wife wrongly. Solomon lost his spirituality because of his wives. Adam fell because of his wife. Ahab fell because of his wife. A lot of people fall because of their partners, whether wife or husband. The advice of their spouse. You see people, they are serving God wholeheartedly until their wife tells them, "Enti yenso deben yebenya. Enti yenso so. Okay, we too, what will become of our children?" Until their wives ask them that question. You see people serving God with all their mind until their husbands come and ask them a question. So all that you are doing, are you even the first lady? What do you get? I guess what I'm saying. People serve God wholeheartedly when they are single, when they married, and their lives change. Because somebody starts speaking to them. And so if you hear senior men of God preaching like Bishop Dad, and they are advising pastors, young pastors coming about their wives, and their wives, you don't understand. But he has said by experience that most of the people who rebelled against his ministry or against him, his sons that he raised, they rebelled because of the wives they took. So in this church, we are very, very particular about the wife our pastors marry. And we go every extent to make sure that we help them choose the right one. We just help them. Because it can affect their destiny with God as long as their spirituality is concerned. And as good shepherds, we must shepherd them. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So his response to his wife shows that he's spiritual. Number six, his response to his friends, verse 12 and verse 30. Chapter 12, verse 30. When his friends came, his friends accused him. His friends said so many things. But when he started opening his mouth, he started praising God. He started ascribing all wisdom to God. He started answering his friends by praising God. How do you defend God? It's a sign of your spirituality. Can you defend God to your friends? Can you defend God to people who are accusing you of God and church and your pastor and your church? And when you go to church, you don't come early and you are always working and you are always so you don't do rest. When they start accusing you like that or accusing the church to you, accusing God to you, your ability to defend God and the church and your man of God is a level of your spirituality. Clap your two hands for them. That is chapter 12, verse 13, going. Then number 7, his forgiveness of his friends. How he was able to forgive his friends. His friends, when they came, they judged him. They said a whole lot of bad things for days. But God told Job to forgive them, and Job forgave them. Your ability to forgive people when they offend you is a sign of your spirituality. And then finally, his ability to accept. And that is chapter 42, verse 10, okay? He prayed for them. It's a sign of forgiveness. Then number 8, last one, his ability to accept his mistakes and repent immediately. Chapter 42, verse 6. Even when Job, at a point, started saying things he shouldn't say, started asking God questions, because the thing was becoming severe and more severe, and he was confused, and he started making mistakes. The moment God came and explained things to him, and God came and spoke to him, immediately he repented. And that is an attribute of spiritual people like David. He's saying, you go to him that you have done a bad thing. He doesn't challenge, no, he's begging. That's how come God helped David and down Saul. Because Saul was arguing with the prophet, even tore the prophet's dress. But David went on his knees to Nathan and said, God have mercy on me. So the sins of David were more than the sins of Saul, but God helped David. Than he helps so because David was a spiritual person. He knew how to forgive. He knew how to repent. Tell somebody by be spiritual. Know how to repent. Repent immediately before the devil attacks you or before God's punishment comes upon you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. There is power.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.